I walk past the fruit and veg section, and even though Coles, you know, the major supermarkets, fruit and veg are expensive and not really very fresh because they're, you know, kept in fridges or freezers for months on end, and you know, you can buy them totally out of season and whatever, so they're not really that good. But anyway, bought some tomatoes, carrots, broccoli, and before I knew it, I'd spent $26, and no vouchers, because we don't have vouchers in Australia, big fatty. So, and I didn't even spend the $30 to get my 4 cent per litre discount petrol voucher, which is a bit annoying.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
No vouchers, because we don't have vouchers in Australia, Big Fatty.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One. Oh shit, I don't have the microphone. Big Freddy, put the microphone up next to your mouth or your grandson won't hear ya. This is episode 577. Ow, I bit my lip. Oh, poor Big Freddy. Episode 577 of the BFO 42, I say Tuesday, the 20th of April, and as you can tell, we're already off the track. Oh! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that just... Big Freddy, why didn't you edit that out? Because we don't edit. And hi everyone, I hope you're too, I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, I have got several things to update you on since yesterday. But the first one, you know, y'all, some people will say, Big Freddy, do you ever listen to your own show? And y'all, I do. I listen to it each and every morning as I'm on my way to the coal mine. Oh, that is the Chick-fil-A and the cookies and cream. Cookies and cream milkshake from the Chick-fil-A. And, anyway, y'all, all I got to say is it's a good damn thing that I listened to the Monday show, because y'all, you remember I was telling you about my bag stew. By the way, it was quite good. It was really quite good. And had I not had a Chick-fil-A for lunch on Monday, I would be having a big bowl of bag stew for supper. But I'm not hungry. God, but I'm sleepy. But y'all, I'm listening to the show and I hear myself talk about fixing some yeast rolls, and I went, oh shit, y'all. I forgot to bake the I forgot to bake the yeast rolls. I forgot to bake the yeast rolls. And if I hadn't listened to the show, they'd probably still be in the oven rising. Y'all, I had this vision of that episode of I Love Lucy, where she bakes the bread, and she opens the oven, and the giant loaf of bread just pushes out and pins her against the counter across the room. But they did, they rose and then they fell. So anyway, I've got flat yeast roll. Oh, Big Freddy! But anyway, y'all, I can't believe that I forgot that. And I even had to write myself a note on that. And y'all, there has been a little bit of activity in the preparation of the big dinner, for the G'days. And anyway, y'all, I thought I'd just go over here to the G'days website just to see if there have been any updates. By the way, y'all, have you been over there and seen that little fairy guy up at the top? He is just He's the big old gay, is all I got to say. And, you know, I told you about the the turnip head and the shoat bus adding themselves to the list. And, y'all, I'm just going down here, and I do not see any other additions to the guest list. But, y'all, just looking at this, it's 1, 3, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13, 16, 18, 20. Y'all, it's 27 people on the list already. Big Fatty, that's going to be a train wreck and a half. Yes, it is. But y'all, I got to tell you something. I am a little disappointed. Yeah, there may be 27 people on that on that guest list. But y'all, there are several of you out there that you know you want to come. And you know you got the itch, and you just need to get the oomph. And Big Fatty is here to give you the oomph. But y'all get on it. If you thinking about it, come on down there. We're gonna have a gay old time, as they say. Ah, Big Fatty, that is lovely. But anyway, come on down. We're all gonna have fun. You'll get to meet all kinds of nice people and Big Fatty. And you know, I don't see, is that Daniel Yep, Daniel Beaver and Joe are on there also. Okay, but y'all, the one person that I was really, and there are a lot of you I'd love to see if you came down there, but y'all, there was one person that was originally on the list who has gotten the cold feet, y'all. Have just gotten the cold feet, and I don't know what size feet they are, y'all, but they're cold, and that is Love a Man. That is Love a Man, who is the other half of that Guru Nudie over there in the Tamper. And y'all, Love a Man was going to come, and no, I will not be coming, no. And y'all, then there may be a little bit of wavering now. But y'all, I think that if we all get together, we can get Love a Man to come. And y'all, by the way, that Guru Nudie has moved. He has changed his reservation. Y'all, he is now going to be, as he said on the Twitty, he said he is now going to be in the Contemporary Motel. And y'all, who doesn't love the Contemporary Motel? Because, y'all, you know, it's just something else. It is just something else to be in that motel there at the Disney World. And, y'all, you heard at the beginning, of today's show, we heard from that little Aussie battler, because, y'all, he's battling back. Big Fatty, you know, a lot of people were, oh, Big Fatty, we missed the battler. And, you know, you'll recall a few weeks ago that I said, oh, I think the battler will be back. I just have a gut feeling. And, you know, trust me, with Big Fatty's gut, you need to trust the Big Fatty gut. And I said, I think he'll be back. And, y'all, he may have had a little cold feet to begin with. But, y'all, he is battling back. And so it's lovely. It is just lovely. To hear his voice and to hear Mung Mungie. And y'all, and what did he call broccoli? He called it I don't know. Anyway, he's got, you know, he talks weird, y'all. Just talks weird. It's all that Mexican accent. Now, y'all, speaking of the Twitty, y'all, I've mentioned a couple of things about the Ramble Reedheed earlier this week and last week and all, and y'all, and I know you're going, oh, Black Friday, enough of the Ramble Reedheed, but y'all, he put out just the nicest thing on the Twitty today, and y'all, what he had...
Listeners into the BFO, I've changed my mind. Prize desk. David, that blue jeans guy, now wants the $20 prize. Get it in the mail, Miss Kathy.
And I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Y'all, and it was talking about the damn fisting. And y'all, she is preoccupied with the fisting, and I don't know. I don't know. And y'all, then she told this story about the dog licking her balls. And I'm like, ah! And y'all, there went lunch. Okay. So anyway, thank you again, Tom. That was awfully sweet of you. And Hag, we can do without hearing any more about that. Y'all, you know, I said a few weeks back that I got some new light bulbs, some of the new compact fluorescents to go here in the podcasting studio. And y'all, it was like being in a TV studio. And y'all, on Monday, I got some lower wattage ones, and I didn't get the bright white, y'all, and it is much, much better in here now. Much, much better, and I don't feel like I'm in a studio, so, or a TV studio anyway. Y'all, remember I told you that Miss Porter was not feeling so good on Friday night when we were at the Patrick's.com. Well, evidently on Sunday night, he had to go to the emergency room. And y'all, about 12:30 a.m. in the morning on Monday, he had his appendix taken out. So, needless to say, that's probably why Miss Porter wasn't feeling good on Friday night. It had begun to rupture. It had begun to rupture, y'all, and that's just not a good thing. No, Big Fatty, but what is a good thing is the sing-along Memory Lane music. Now, y'all, this is sing-along Memory Lane Music Week. And y'all, I'm not going to tell you about the shows because these are songs and television shows that many of you know the words to like the back of your hand. And y'all, so what we're going to do today, you know, yesterday we had Here Come the Brides to commemorate. Oh, poor Big Fatty for the Sea Hags commemorative show. But today, we've got one that I know a lot of you are going to know, and I want you to just sing along. But then we have a very special another version of the song that all of the Mexican listeners will enjoy. Yes, Big Fatty, let's sing it in English first.
Hello, I'm Mr. Red.
A horse, of course, and nobody can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Red. Go right to the source and ask the horse, he'll give you the answer that you endorse. He's always on a steady course, talk to Mr. Red. People yakety-yak the streets and waste their time of day, but Mr. Red will never speak unless he has something to say. A horse is a horse, of course, and this one will talk to his voice, his voice. You never heard of a talking horse? Well, listen to this.
I am Mr. Red.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, do you remember Mr. Ed? Oh, Big Fatty,
you forgot part of that
one. Oh, dear Gussie. But, y'all, I didn't remember all the words, but, you know, it's always nice to be called out on that. But, y'all, now we have another version of the Mr. Ed song. And for all you Mexican listeners, I would like for you to sing along with this one.
Pferd ist ein Pferd, ja, das steht fest. Ein Pferd ist ein Ding, das man wiehen lässt. Doch spricht es wie ein Mensch, so nett ist es nur der Mr. Ed. Ein Pferd, ja, das fährt mit ein PS. Und daran ist gar nichts Besonderes. Doch wenn das Pferd doch singt, ich wett, das ist Mr. Ed. Denke nicht an die Pferd, da ist bestimmt ein Pferdefuß. Geh hin zu ihm, es spricht mit dir und zeig dir die Zähne zum Gruß. Ein Pferd ist ein Pferd, ja, das steht fest, auch wenn dieses Pferd mit sich reden lässt. Man schaut dem Gaul nicht so sehr aufs Maul, denn das wär nicht nett, auch bei Mr. Ed.
Ein Pferd ist ein Pferd, ja, das steht fest. Ein Pferd ist ein Ding, das man wiehen lässt.
Doch spricht es wie ein Mensch, so nett ist es nur der Mr. Ed.
Ein Pferd, ja, das fährt mit ein PS. Und daran ist gar nichts Besonderes.
Doch wenn das Pferd noch singt, ich wett, das ist Mr. Ed.
La, 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 la.
Ist Mr. Ed. Das ist Mr. Ed.
Denke nicht an den Pferd, da ist bestimmt ein Pferdefuß. Geh hin zu ihm, es spricht mit dir und zeigt dir die Zähne zum Gruß. Ein Pferd ist ein Pferd, ja, das steht fest, auch wenn dieses Pferd mit sich reden lässt. Man schaut dem Gaul nicht so sehr aufs Maul. Das wäre nicht nett, auch bei Mr. Ed.
La, 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 la.
Das ist Mr. Ed, ja. Oh. Something tells me that Kim Beaver might have enjoyed that. And y'all, that Kim Beaver, you know, she's having to put up. She's having to put up with all that volcano ash, and she's worried sick. She is worried sick about her sheep. And y'all, speaking of an update on the volcano, I got an e-letter from Stephen the Uck. Y'all, by the way, I think Naught is scared shitless of Straight Bob. Y'all, he's vanished. We don't hear from him anymore. He's just vanished. And anyway, Stephen the Uck has written to me. Maybe I'll send Stephen the Uck out to check on Naught. Maybe John and Ely can go check on Simon. Simon, can you go check on Naught? But anyway, Stephen the Uck sent me an e-letter, and it says, "Black Friday, I was worried that this ash cloud floating over Europe would affect the state visit of Big Freddy to Edinburgh, so I have taken action." Yes! Giant blowers have been installed in Ireland to blow the volcano dust away from the Uck and clear a path for Fort Force One, the state jet of Big Fatty. How did he know that I was coming on Fort Force One? Huh. Just to say that I have also independently verified that there are expert suckers in the Edinburgh area also. Oh, Big Fatty, take care. Steve in the... Oh, dear Gussie. Steve in the mystery volcano world of Uck. Well, Steve, thank you so much for taking care of that, even though I'm not coming over there until August. But, you know, that's okay. That is A-okay. A-okay. Now, y'all, I'm probably going to head on down to the hospital here in just a few minutes to pay a little visit on Miss Porter. Although I'm sure the last thing she wants is to have to deal with Big Fatty's gases and everything. And y'all, I hope that when I walk into the hospital that I don't have some little Aussie battler run up to me and say,
"No vouchers, because we don't have vouchers in Australia, Big Fatty."
Ah, poor battler, no coupon.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.